Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Imperial Texas, an interpretive essay in cultural geography by D.W. Meinig is a compact but ambitious work of cultural and historical geography. Rather than treating Texas mainly as a sequence of political events, the book examines it as a human region shaped by settlement, migration, environment, cultural identity, and spatial organization. Meinig traces the development of Texas from its Spanish colonial outline through Mexican rule, the Republic and early statehood, the post-Civil War era, and the 20th century. The central purpose is to explain how different peoples occupied, imagined, divided, and connected the territory that became modern Texas. The book is analytical, rather than narrative, using regional interpretation and maps to show how population patterns and cultural boundaries changed over time. Its value lies in joining history with geography. Texas appears not simply as a state on a map, but as a complex cultural landscape produced by successive waves of expansion. Conflict, adaptation, and regional differentiation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Texas history organized through four geographic periods of development. A major feature of Imperial Texas is its use of historical periodization to explain spatial change. Meinig divides Texas development into broad phases: the Spanish-Mexican era, the years of the Republic and early statehood, the post-Civil War period, and the 20th century. This structure matters because each period brought a different relationship between people, territory, and authority. Under Spanish and Mexican rule, Texas existed as a frontier zone with limited settlement and a colonial orientation. During the Republic and early statehood years, Anglo-American settlement and political separation altered the cultural balance and intensified the transformation of landholding, roots, and communities. After the Civil War, economic recovery, migration, ranching, farming, and transportation helped produce more differentiated regional patterns. By the 20th century, Texas had become a modern state with layered cultural regions rather than a simple frontier. The framework prevents the reader from seeing Texas' identity as fixed or inevitable. Instead, Meinig presents the state as a changing geographic formation, where each historical phase added new people, new boundaries, and new ways of organizing space. Secondly, migration and population composition as the basis of regional identity. Meinig places unusual emphasis on who settled Texas, where they came from, where they located, and how different groups were distributed in relation to one another. This approach shifts attention away from heroic political chronology toward the demographic foundations of place. Texas becomes intelligible through the movement and clustering of peoples, Spanish and Mexican communities, Anglo-American migrants, later internal migrants, and other groups whose settlement patterns gave particular regions their character. The significance is not only ethnic or cultural description, but spatial proportion. Meinig is concerned with how groups were arranged from place to place, because cultural influence depends on concentration, contact, and boundary formation. A region with one dominant settlement stream develops differently from a region where populations overlap or compete. This perspective also explains why Texas contains multiple identities within one political unit. The state is not culturally uniform. It is made from distinct settlement histories that left durable marks on language, economy, religion, land use, and local memory. Population geography, therefore, becomes a key to understanding Texas as a plural cultural landscape. Thirdly, regional interpretation beyond the political map of the state. Imperial Texas stands out because it treats Texas less as a single administrative unit and more as a set of internally varied regions. Meinig analyzes major areas of the modern state by asking how settlement history, cultural origin, environmental setting, and economic development combine to create recognizable patterns. This method challenges the assumption that a state boundary automatically defines a coherent region. Texas may be one political entity, but its human geography includes coastal, borderland, plains, hill country, urban, agricultural, and ranching patterns that do not all share the same origins or trajectories. Regional interpretation is therefore an explanatory tool, not just a labeling exercise. It asks why some areas became culturally connected to Mexico, others to the American South, others to the Great Plains, and others to modern urban networks. The result is a more precise understanding of Texas diversity. Instead of relying on a single statewide identity, Meinig shows how regional identities are produced by layered historical processes. This makes the book useful for readers who want to understand cultural geography as a way of interpreting real places. Fourthly, cultural conflict and territorial expansion in the idea of Imperial Texas. The title Imperial Texas points toward a central concern: Texas developed through expansion, incorporation, and the contest for control over territory. Meinig does not present geography as neutral background. Land, roots, borders, and settlements are connected to cultural power. Spanish imperial claims, Mexican authority, Anglo-American migration, the creation of the Republic, annexation to the United States, and later economic integration all changed who controlled space and how the region was understood. The cultural conflicts in the book are not limited to formal warfare or politics. They include competition among settlement systems, legal traditions, economic practices, and regional loyalties. This is why geography is essential to the argument. The struggle over Texas was also a struggle over where people lived, how land was used, how communities were linked, and which cultural group defined public life. By examining these processes over time, Meinig makes the word imperial describe a pattern of geographic ambition rather than only a political label. Texas appears as both a product of empires and a region that developed its own expansive cultural mythology. Lastly, maps as evidence for interpreting cultural landscapes. The book is known for integrating maps into its interpretation of Texas. The maps are not decorative additions. They are part of the argument. Cultural geography depends on seeing distributions, boundaries, corridors, concentrations, and transitions. A written account can describe migration or settlement, but a map reveals spatial relationships that might otherwise remain abstract. Meinig uses mapped evidence to support claims about historical stages, population composition, and regional differentiation. This visual method helps readers understand why Texas cannot be reduced to a linear story. Some patterns spread from borderlands, some from eastern settlement fronts, some along transportation routes, and some through economic zones. Mapping also clarifies scale. A pattern that appears dominant statewide may be regional, while a seemingly local settlement cluster may have broader cultural meaning. The use of maps reflects the discipline of cultural geography at its best interpretation, emerges from the interaction between historical narrative and spatial evidence. For students, this is one of the practical strengths of the book, because it demonstrates how maps can be used analytically to explain human regions, rather than merely locate events. In conclusion, Imperial Texas is best suited for readers interested in Texas history, cultural geography, regional studies, historical migration, and the making of American borderlands. It will be especially valuable for students and scholars who want a concise model of how geography can interpret social and historical change. General readers may find the academic style denser than a popular history, but the book rewards attention because it explains why Texas contains such varied cultural regions under a single state identity. Its practical benefit lies in teaching readers to look at places through settlement patterns, population distributions, regional contrasts, and inherited cultural boundaries. That habit is useful for historians, planners, educators, and anyone trying to understand how present landscapes preserve past movements of people and power. Compared with many books about Texas, Meinig does not center famous leaders, battles, or political myths. He instead studies the spatial formation of Texas as a human area. This gives the book its distinctive position. It is neither a conventional state history nor a simple geographic survey, but an interpretive essay that connects maps, migration, culture, and historical periodization. Its lasting value comes from showing that Texas identity is geographically layered, regionally uneven, and historically constructed. Oh, if you would like to support D.W. Meinig, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.